Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Mark Coker is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mark's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of smashwords.com. He's a publisher of ebooks. That's right. He's one of the guys who's been part of the paradigm shift for the publishing industry. And he's here to talk to us about how ebooks are changing the landscape of publishing. Mark Coker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I was just telling the audience, Mark, about, you know, one of the things 20 years ago, I was introduced to Joel Barker, who's the guy who really got us all thinking about paradigm shifts. And I still think it's a great term to use because there's never been a time when shifts, when paradigms have been shifting more than in the last 20 years, and there's no better example of a paradigm shifting than the publishing industry. And of course, folks, when I say paradigm, but paradigm is how you see the world, the way you see the world, the way you've learned how to make a living through a certain approach to life, to the marketplace, whatever it may be. But when something happens that takes that away, Spencer Johnson wrote, when somebody moves your cheese, that's a paradigm shift, right, Mark?
Definitely. And we're seeing that in publishing and specifically in the ebook world. Ebooks have been growing faster than any other segment of the publishing industry.
Just in case there might be somebody out there who doesn't know, tell the audience what an ebook is.
Well, an ebook is a digital book. It's a book that you read digitally. You read it on a screen.
You can buy it like on your Kindle or your iPad or your computer or your cell phone or whatever.
Exactly. About 40% of all ebooks are read on computer screens,
yeah,
which is a surprise to a lot of people. And then, of course, the Kindle, Sony Reader, iPad, Barnes & Noble Nook, all of these different devices, your cell phone. Most cell phones are
right,
ebook ready.
Right.
So you can read an ebook on any screen. You can access the book instantly.
I've got a friend who is a voracious reader of books. And when he travels in an airplane, he used to take four or five books with him, which, you know, that was an extra 20 pounds, right?
Right.
And so, or maybe not that much, maybe 10 pounds, but still a lot of stuff to wag around. So he bought himself a Kindle, and I've never seen him so excited. He said, Jim, I could take 50 books in this thing, and I'm sitting in the plane, and it's just this little tablet in front of me. He loves it.
Well, you know, I met a man at the airport earlier last year who told me that he used to have to lug around about 30 pounds of technical documentation with him.
Right, right.
You know, when he traveled on business, and now he doesn't. He puts all that in his Sony Reader.
Right. Well, and of course, the iPad is like that, and one of the ways that I'm converting more and more to electronic is newspapers. I'm allergic to newsprint, and so I have to deal with that, see? And of course, when I travel, I take a whole bundle of Wall Street Journals with me, you know, and you know, different things to read up on. And one of the advantages of ebooks and e-publications, Mark, is I often read things that I want to refer back to or to include in something I'm working on. And so you'll see me at home, you know, highlighting the Wall Street Journal or something, and I'll try to remember to bring that back to the office and say, okay, let's get this guy on the show. Clip out that quote and let me attribute that to this guy in a next article or something like that. But with these electronic publications, the tool that you read these on, the device allows you to highlight those and email them to yourself.
Right.
So there's all kinds of convenience with these things. But what's this doing? This has turned the traditional book publishing industry on its ear, hasn't it?
Well, it definitely has. Just about 2 years ago, ebooks accounted for only 0.5% of the overall book industry. Now, if you look at the sales statistics from the last 4 months, ebooks are accounting for 6.5-7% of the market. The market has just exploded the last couple of years.
Wow.
Growing faster than even the most optimistic industry watchers could have imagined. And I think it's because we are in the middle of a paradigm shift. This is a market that is not growing linearly as a straight line. It's really grown exponentially here just
right.
The last couple of years. So we don't know where it's going to end up. I think ebooks will account for over 50% of all book buying in about 5 years. But
yeah.
It might happen in 2 or it might happen in 20. We don't know
right.
for sure.
Well, the one thing about it, the price of books of hardback books have gone through the roof. I mean, it's not uncommon to see a regular book out there in the 30s, the price points in the 30s.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I did, Mark, with my two books, because we have our own publishing company. We resisted that, and the price point of both of my books are still under $20, as a cover price. And that's my goal for the future books I'm working on, is to make sure that price is under $20. I mean, I just think that that's something you got to do if you're going to buy a hardback book. That you ought to be able to do that, and I know printing has gone up, but we just kept looking around till we found a better way to produce our book, without spending too much money.
Right. Well, a lot of book printers will print books for a dollar or two a copy.
Right.
When you're buying in volume.
Well, and of course, if you can't do that, if you're buying 2,000 books, you can't do that. But we published. We print as many as 35,000 once upon a time. We had one print run. That's a way to hold your cost down. You can hold the cost down for customers. But still, that's just me, folks. The publishing industry is just really having a tough time right now. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Mark about how ebooks are affecting the generations. Because, see, I wonder if young people who like the technology, the digital natives, are they reading books as much as they were? Why aren't they reading newspapers? Will the electronics of this cause the younger people to read more newspapers and to read more books? And he'll talk about that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And take the poll while you're on the homepage there. There's a poll on the homepage that we have every week. We have a different poll. And let me see if I can get this thing up quickly. No, it's not going to work that quick. Anyway, I know what the question is today, this week. The question is, are you more likely, as you grow your business, are you more likely to hire people, or are you more likely to find technology? That's what it is. If your business is growing, will you take advantage of more people, or will you take advantage of more technology? And so that's the poll question. So check that out when you get a chance on the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Mark Coker. Mark is the founder of Smashwords.com. Now, Mark, tell the audience about Smashwords, but also tell them about how prominent you guys were with the launch of the iPad.
Sure. Well, Smashwords, we refer to ourselves as an ebook publishing and distribution platform. So we make it really easy for any author anywhere in the world to instantly publish an ebook in multiple formats, and then distribute that book to major ebook retailers. So back in April, when the iPad launched, we were one of 9 authorized aggregators, another word for distributors, serving the iPad. So we had about 2,400 books in the
iBookstore
on day one. for the launch, which was really exciting. And now we've got over 5,000 books at the iPad.
Wow. Congratulations.
You know, this is distribution that we provide, you know, essentially for free to our authors. Once you publish at Smashwords, we distribute you to the iPad, to Barnes & Noble, to Sony, and other major retailers.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. And so here's my question to you, Mark. We know that the electronic publishing method capability is growing exponentially, and that it's turning the magazine publishing industry, the newspaper publishing industry, the book publishing industry, everything is turning all that upside down, setting it on its head. But here's my question. We also know that the younger generations are not reading newspapers like my generation does. We also know that it seems like that fewer people are reading books because they're spending more time online. I can only assume that that's the reason. Well, e-books and electronic publishing and these tools, making these tools available like the iPad, the Kindle, et cetera, are they going to bring these people back to reading books, back to reading newspapers? What do you think?
Well, they're bringing people back to reading. People are reading more now than they've ever read before. They're just reading differently. So, you know, the younger generation consumes digital content differently. So they may not sit down and read an entire newspaper, but they will read individual stories that are pulled
right
from multiple newspapers, multiple sources. I heard an interesting statistic from the CEO of a publisher called Sourcebooks about a month ago. She said, the statistic said that only 5% of Americans stepped foot in a bookstore last year.
Yeah.
And from a publisher perspective and from an author perspective, if you're trying to reach readers, this is a really interesting statistic. It means that 95% of your potential audience isn't stepping foot in a bookstore.
Right.
You have an opportunity to reach them somewhere else.
Well, our buddy, our mutual friend, Dan Pointer,
yes,
told me 10 years ago that the worst place in the world to sell a book is a bookstore. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, Dan is perpetually a decade ahead of everybody.
Oh yeah, no, he's clearly a prophet.
You know, he is.
So here's another question. This is a quote from Steve Jobs about a week ago when he was talking about the iPad. He said that he hoped the iPad would contribute to saving the newspaper industry, and his point was, he said, we don't need to become a nation of bloggers. He said, there's a place in our world for editors. And I think he's right. What do you think?
I think there definitely is.
But wouldn't that be ironic if the iPad turned out to be the savior, or iPad-like devices turned out to be the savior of the newspaper industry, but just not the savior of people who print on newsprint?
Right. Yeah, the lumberjacks are still in trouble. But
yeah.
Well, the beauty of the iPad is that people are buying this device to consume digital content, not necessarily to consume books, not necessarily to consume newspapers.
Right.
But they are serendipitously discovering books, newspapers, and other media through this device, because the device enriches the experience.
Right. Exactly. And so anyway, folks, how many titles do you have on Smashwords right now?
Well, it's funny. You know, I was looking back at my notes when I first visited with you on the show back in January. We were doing 6,500 e-books from about 3,000 authors. We have now more than doubled that.
Wow.
We're doing. We're going to hit 14,000 books.
And what does what does an e-book cost at Smashwords?
The average price is probably $4 or $5.
Yeah. So, folks, that's you see right there. If you've got a reader of some kind, a device of some kind, you can save some money. Hey, thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today.
All right.
Mark Coker, folks, smashwords.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.